Yes, we're going to move on to commissioner's minutes. Yep.
Yes. Is that a good topic to move on to next? And then we're out.
Yeah.
So this thing, which is a lot smaller when it's a link on your email, I don't recommend printing it.
Are we talking about the Heights and Historic Districts letter?
Yeah.
Yes. Which is specifically related to the amendments hearing, which is on January 18th.
Right.
To which I have a kind of high-level conversation and then kind of a more detailed conversation. I understand from Hillary and seeing some of your emails, you've all had a chance to review this and provide some comments. I think that's great. There is at least one or two things missing from that, from this letter, which should be noted, which can happen after this hearing to whoever the author is, and then, of course, whoever's going to read it at council on the 18th. Is that you, Wendy?
Yes.
You got the ball? Okay.
Yes.
Is that we need to specifically tie the testimony to this document. This hearing is about the amendments.
Right.
There's some big picture stuff in here, which I agree and is important. But this hearing is about the amendments.
So amendments.
It's not about going backwards.
It's about the comp plan.
So I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't know that this needs to be edited or boiled down, but it does need that filter applied to it. And then the additive part would be citing very specifically which amendment you're refuting. So, for instance, on the height issue, there's only one amendment on the height issue right now. And the latest and greatest there is Volume 2.8, Part 1, Central City Plan District, Major Amendment Number 18 for the new Chinatown Japantown height, which was proposed to be 125 and now is proposed to be bumped up to 160. That opens a door to have a larger, the issue conversation, but we got to get in this letter. And the reason why I say so is I think the mayor is going to be very restrictive on testimony outside of bounds.
Okay.
For the right reasons.
Sure.
And so to that point though, I have spoken with BPS to get the commissioners that will be coming. Also, I believe Commissioner Livingston with the Design Commission will also be presenting to get you a time certain on testimony, not wait, so you'll be ready to go. And so, Wendy, I guess my thought to you is, I guess I'd like to give you a link to this document and
that'd
then give
great.
You the page number.
Yeah,
you
know, that'd be
don't
fantastic.
Read it. Just jump to it.
Okay.
And then the one that I haven't found in here, which would be the other nexus to the letter yet, it's only because this was published on Friday and I skied all weekend. Thank you. Is the FAR nexus to which amendment might impact historic district. And I think it's an overall amendment where we're trying to group transfers anywhere within the downtown core, all the way up to NATO and Fremont, but all the way down to South Auditorium.
Got it.
I think that's the one you want to capture the FAR nexus amendment within.
Okay.
And kind of shoehorn your way.
Yeah, I know how to do that. Yeah, I understand
I
how to do that. Yeah.
So that's it. So that was my, that was all I wanted to make sure was clear. And then I think what you can do now is kind of vote on the letter, approve it, endorse it with the minor modifications that Wendy's going to add vis-a-vis specific references to this.
Somebody want to make a motion?
I motion that we adopt Wendy's letter to Mayor Wheeler and Portland City Council regarding the Central City 2035 plan amendments. As long as Wendy does create some links to the current amendments package as just discussed by Tim Herron.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Great letter.
Yeah, that was a great letter.
Thanks.
And I totally think Tim makes some great points
That's
to
great.
Tie it to our specific requests. But
that's
and there'll be a chance to hit the big pie again later. But for the amendments, it's just at the quorum.
But just for my edification, I don't mean to, I know everybody wants to go home, but we already wrote a letter previously. So what happened to that letter? And what was the response? I wasn't like, why are we writing this again? Why do we keep writing letters? We're not very important. Maybe that would be the answer, sadly. I don't know.
The first one was for the
20... a warning about what's going to happen. This one is, we told you this was going to happen.
Got it. So it was sort of like...
Well, it was more that...
No, it's because it's being issued. We're like, we really got to make these amendments.
Well, actually, Kristen and Kirk testified. They really took one for the team, by the way, because they wound up having to testify about the 2035, the Central City Plan. And that's how a lot of this came up, which is a part of the 2035 comp plan revision, which has been going on, obviously, for like 2.5 years, 3 years. And so this body has made all kinds of comments into that process, both to BDS,
so
as well as
the hearing.
Yes.
And now this is because this is being issued.
Well, this is because the amendments to the thing that they testified to are now being issued, which gives us a second bite at the apple, sort of, which is why Tim and Kristen were saying how I'm going to try to shoehorn this into the relevant topics for discussion at the hearing on the 18th, right? But yeah, you're right. We do keep saying the same thing over and over. And in fact, I went back and looked at some of our old State of the City reports from like 2012 and 2000. I mean, it's like so bad.
You have to tell people things over and over and over.
Well, maybe
again
we set up a meeting or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We shouldn't give up.
That's right. That's right. So we have a motion and a second. Any other?
Shelia's running.
That's right. Sorry.
Yes, or I agree.
Yes.
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 Yes. So I think that wraps that letter up. So I definitely encourage commission members to try and attend the hearing.
Yeah, I was just going to say, is anyone planning on attending?
I'm so sorry, what time?
Well, I just want to confirm that Commissioner Chung is going to be doing the presentation, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, I will, unless somebody else wants to.
Yeah, thank you, Wendy.
Yes.
Oh, no problem.
It's Thursday, January 18th at 2 p.m. time certain. There'll be a presentation for BPS staff, and then we'll move right into testimony. And depending on when that's done, I think it'll be 20 minutes or so, maybe longer. We'll start with testimony, and we should hear commissioners first. At least I hope so, because I'll be pulling Julie out of a design commission hearing that day to testify, and then send her right back up.
Are there any other invited testifiers, do you think, besides Julie and Wendy?
You know, I don't know. I think you kind of hit on it. I mean, this process has been really interesting.
Yes.
It's
diplomatic of you, Tim.
As someone that is paid to do this, I'm having a hard time keeping all the dots together and focused and stuff like that. So I can only imagine what it's like for the public to connect this through. So it's a big important thing to do. So
where is it going to be? What's the location of the meeting?
City Hall, Council Chambers.
Do you expect questions from the commissioners? Of
testimony?
Yeah.
I hope so. I'll preach a little bit. One of the best parts about having you testify is being there and being present, or versus handing a piece of paper, and having them read it. It opens the door for conversation.
So are there any questions that you would expect them to be asking that we should be prepared for?
I watched the testimony, Kristen, when you were there last, and Kirk, you were there last. I thought you got some good questions back. It's like, well, what makes a historic district historic, and heights and that whole stuff about right-size zoning. I think there's interest. There's five council members. Three of them have to support the amendment, and never mind the rest of the other policies. So I think that's where it's challenging to explain that to people. My consistent message has been in historic districts, it's 5% of the city.
Yeah.
It's 5% of the city. Now, granted, it's some pretty good 5% areas when it comes to return. So there's a proportionality like algorithm we could probably put on that, but it is 5% of the city. There's a lot of policies that are going citywide that it can be met that are in conflict with historic districts. And I think my experience has been it's sound bites. You got to find a sound bite to make it stick. We get into the weeds and the wonky weeds that make things great, but it's hard in City Hall sometimes to communicate that stuff unless you have an advocate or of the cloth, you know, historic preservation type person. So,
like Kirk.
So that's, I could wax poetic a while. Probably off the record.
Okay. All right. And just one final thing before we go. I know that Commissioner Foti, you had received an inquiry from the press, and it was recommended that we just going to wait till we have a meeting with the city attorney at the end of this month. But I guess in the interim, if there was some minimal guidance that you could provide us in terms of the interaction with press on cases. I mean,
Sure. Ask the question again. What happened?
I just got a call from DJC. I forgot his name. Kent, is that his name?
Yep.
Anyway, mm-hmm. just asking my opinion as a commissioner on the sort of the, I guess, the inclusionary housing as it applies to historic districts. It's been ongoing. It's been a year, I guess. And he just wanted to know what my thoughts were of how it's working, basically. And I was like, like, really? I'm going to open my mouth and tell you. There's no way. So anyway, I said, I'm sorry. I'm a newest commissioner. I have no idea what our policy is on speaking about it. I mean, under my breath, I'm like, I don't know enough about it. I'd have to research it. I'd have to talk to people. I wouldn't just start blabbing about it.
I think that's a good answer.
Anyway, yeah. I didn't tell him that. But yeah.
Well, I think that would have been a good answer if you did tell him that. I mean, there's a couple layers. It's probably worthy of a retreat, but since you're all here anyway, you know, working with the media, there's two things about working with the media. One is most important is they're often the mouthpiece to way more people than will ever come to this hearing room and listen to you talk, or much less stay till 6:15 and really kind of understand what we're doing and how we do it and digest it and then get it out right. So I'm a big proponent of talking to the media any opportunity to deliver a message that you want to deliver. It may not necessarily be answering the question you're asked. And so therein lies the challenge, especially with an on-the-fly phone call. I think there you were, and then the second part of talking to the media is you can choose to wear two hats. Mm-hmm. I think it would probably be inappropriate to say you represent the whole commission when you haven't checked in with the commission on an opinion you might be bearing. And I think for that matter, it is okay to say, yes, I sit on the Landmarks Commission, and for those issues, I think we should talk to the Landmarks Commission. We could give you an opinion. As an aside, not wearing my, be very clear, I am not wearing my Landmarks. Here's some of my thoughts and my concerns.
And don't say that I'm a commissioner, right. I'm my FOD Architectural Resources Group, whatever.
Right, and then I think that's you being very clear to a media person on what you've told them you care to print and then be published. Another answer is, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm running out the door. Can you shoot me an email? Let me know what your specific questions are. And then we can have a huddle internally. You call Hillary, you call me, you call a city attorney, and then have time to do it internally for BDS. I mean, we have a policy because usually we get those calls. There's a deadline like 4 hours later that we're very transparent. We need to be transparent as a bureau. But we also have a public information officer that distills that down and publishes that, so to speak, out our BDS door. So, I mean, those are just some quick hits, but that would be a great conversation or maybe a need. It's kind of now that we're making all these like little cool little things here, maybe you need what to say when the media calls. But some of the things are is by my phone, I'll have a copy of the mission statement of the Bureau, some highlights, but also some get out of the phone call cheat questions.
Like, I've noticed you do that to me right too. I want to add something. It's not just the media. And as an example, I went to City Council to testify on the Portland building. And a few questions came up where I literally had to go, well, I can tell you what my opinion is, but I don't actually know what the opinion of the commission is in this, you know, so it's like I found myself saying, well, my opinion is this, but I do want to defend that my fellow commissioners may have another opinion on the subject. So it's never easy to speak on behalf of a group like this because you never have the perfect answer, I don't think. So anyway.
So I like that, the email. I think that's great. The other thing I was going to ask, actually, is there was an article that was printed about our decision regarding the Tuck Lung building. And it was kind of like a sort of a really kind of a critical scathing article. And do we ever respond as a commission? And I mean, I know you don't want to get tit for tat, but I mean, sometimes you're like, hey, this is why we did that, people. You know, there's another side to this. I don't know if there's ever an opportunity to sort of, because we just sort of sit here and then people gripe about us and then.
I didn't read that article. When would it come
that
out?
One was almost well, now we're going to have to tear the building down.
Exactly.
Basically, that was the gist
because
of the article.
They denied
our changes, so now we're going to have to tear the building down.
They didn't look, the whole story behind it.
Who wrote it? Was it reputable?
I can find it because I sent it around.
DJC or
Portland Tribune.
The Portland Tribune?
I don't know who sent it.
I have it. I sent it around. I was all peeved.
I read that one. I thought the same thing.
I can't write.
Yeah, I'd say, on stuff like that, I think, you know, that's why we have items of interest for discussion. We meet mm-hmm. every 2 weeks. I think that if there's something that, like, where was a misquote or something going on, I mean, the first push would be, I mean, Hillary is your primary liaison, but please just forward it to Carrie, Hillary, and I, and one of us will manage it and make a call on what to do. Sometimes it is tit for tat. That's why I asked about the source. Mm-hmm. But we have, on a number of occasions, particularly depending on the news outlet, written responses to correct the facts and get them accurate. Because if you feel like the commission's been poorly quoted or misrepresented or whatever, yeah, I mean that kind of goes back to the two points of the media I made, which was they are an amazing resource to get the word out, but you have to help them get it out correctly, because they, unlike also with dealing with elected. It's challenging. They're dealing with this many things, and we're experts on this slot of all that. So every chance to connect is an opportunity to educate. And that takes some finesse and experience. But
there is sometimes an agenda where the reporter already has the story they want to write. And mm-hmm. so I agree with you, but yeah. I think you have to be careful that you don't fall into the trap of
getting baited.
This would be a great... if I'll talk with Hillary too, or help me remind me or Hillary on a retreat, and then I think it could be just a quick little huddle. And Matt, you just threw out great ideas and thoughts, and Wendy, I'm sure you have experiences. Maybe you all do, and it'd be a good chance to do a little huddle, and then maybe out of that we could have a little SOP, mm-hmm. and then maybe out of that also becomes like a new commissioner training book, which we're always trying to put together and never do, and that's like how to handle the media, and we have a couple little mm-hmm. like hits or how to handle this. We have a PI, a public information officer at BDS, and I think part of asking you what happened might involve that person and how we communicate ourselves as a bureau as well.
It's a way of getting your narrative out there.
Yeah, and that's.
I think we should tweet out the State of the City report. Then people will.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, maybe they'll read it. Right.
I don't know. I don't have a Twitter.
I've never got a tweet from the city. But
do you have a Twitter? Do you know how to tweet? Somebody should
have a Twitter account.
Oh, then maybe you can tweet it out.
So you can tweet me.
I don't have an account.
So I got busted at one of our internal team meetings, and I don't know why I said it, but. They were talking about, you know, we should set up a Twitter account, blah blah blah, and I said, oh man, I've never Twittered before.
Twittered.
Yes. Slammed. Got slammed. I was like, oh god, I just said that in front of all these 30-year-old new people. So.
All right. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.